On the SOG Radio.
Blog Talk Radio.
Right here with my SOG Sons of God, Almighty Saints.
Yeah.
You know, and we're going to start by praying in. That's what we're going to do. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. In Jesus' name, the great Lord God Almighty.
Amen.
Hey, put your hands up like that.
Put your hands up like that. Why did you do that?
You do the whole social.
Hold your hand back. Hold one hand back.
Oh, because I wanted to complete the circle.
That completes. Black, get your tail up. That completes the circle.
Good.
You shouted him out. He's stressing for something. He can't just bring it back.
You commentary today, then.
Yeah, you're there.
You commentary today. Are you talking today like a grown man, huh? Hold up. Oh, my earphones falling off. Let me get to the point. Let me get to the point. All right. So we're gonna go around and ask the almighty SOGs. How they week, man?
Amen.
No. And we're going to start. We're going to start with. Who did I start with last week? So I'm going to start with you then.
I wasn't here last
week. Exactly. I'm going to start with you. The almighty SOG, Curly Boy here. Curly Hair Boy. I said that backwards.
Yeah, you AKA Born Sinner. Basically, you know, it's just been, you know, for another week. Trying to deal with, you know, everybody's fears and stuff. The good news is my daughter's mother actually wanted to establish a relationship. She finally gave me her number. It's been like two and a half years since we actually was able to have a conversation that didn't include an email. So I've been dealing with her and her anxieties and stuff. But other than that, you know, my daughter's good. My daughter's healthy, and blessed from God.
Bless Amen. 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 Now we got Almighty SOG want to talk today. So you want to talk today, sir? Talk about how your week been. Talk about how you cleaning the table that you mess up every week. Talk about how you always whispering on air. Talk about some.
That's my thing. Yes, it's
Huh?
I'm not the governor, I'm not going to have me up in
here. Screaming.
Get
on.
All
right. Screaming. Now, look, man, it's a week, man.
Oh, my
gosh. What a week, man. What a week. I tell you, man, this Jesus thing, man.
Jesus.
And you weren't on board. Everybody is still with this fear, all these fears. You have to get it where the fear is coming from, man. Same story as we're getting to it. For years, now all of a sudden everybody said, oh, now they're telling us the truth.
Ah!
Man, same old thing, man. You know, it's all in the plan. It's all in the plan. But y'all got to remember.
What's the plan?
Y'all got to remember. We still win at the end.
We at the end, and we already winning.
We already won, man. Look,
and then you know, I got a situation at my job. Everybody's quitting, man. It's like this.
You know what? I feel like I'm having the same problem at my job,
man.
Hey, but I'm working it.
Look, where's the money about to go? That's why everybody's quitting jobs. They're trying to
look at
the hotel
now. Yes, sir.
And look, hopefully, you know, my son will be here tomorrow because he's going to be
home.
And as far as everything else, you know, as long as I got my brothers here, you know, everything is good.
Man, I'm glad to hear you talking. You know, I don't really mean.
Do
I wind up telling, I don't know how the conversation led into it, but
I reach in my back seat, and I'm like, you know, nigga, I banged Jesus, like,
that's
nigga.
Right.
I'm like, nigga, you know, my mom's a Crip, nigga. My brother's a Blood, like, nigga. But, nigga, I banged Jesus, like, nigga. This is where I stand, nigga. I got my flag in the back. I'm like, nigga, you know, I'm a real one, you know. And it's like, man, you serious? I'm like, nigga, I'm dead serious, nigga. I took faith for it, too, like, nigga. And so, you know, I'm just expressing. You know how I get with it, bro. So I'm expressing myself from, like, his reaction. He's, like, shocked that, like, you know, he see a young nigga like this. He's like, you know, banging Jesus. Like, you know, not banging. And none of that. So I wind up telling bro, like, you know, bro, prior to that, I'm like, bro, you know, I just want to leave you with one thing besides this $20. Like, you know, I just, you know, I just want to leave you with one thing. And I want to say it is, I basically tell bro, I'm like, man, you got to, at this time of life, at this time in crisis, you need to find faith. And so, and that's when I exchanged some numbers, and I have this number in my phone. You know,
do you have a car?
I didn't have a car, but his name is Creed. You know, he stays up the street from us, but, and what the Holy Spirit showed me is, like, you know, like how Bishop was saying, you know, it's about to get hectic, you know, but in the midst of it getting hectic, you know, you still have those sons of God, you know, you still have those, you know, how, like, remember how you told us Moses came with the tablets, you know, you still have some of those ancestors that got lost from then, you know, until now, and it's like, what the Spirit showed me through old boy. I'm like, man, in the midst of all of this getting hectic, you know, we got to be the soldiers that go out there and pull the niggas out. Like, man, okay, like, I know you want to rob this nigga, but hold on before you do this. We got this at the church, you know. And I actually thank God for putting me in that position and actually reaching his mind, you know, because I reached his mind, you know, and I'll leave it at this, you know, because he was like, man, I thank God. Like, man, you don't understand. Like, nigga, you saved me. He was like, man, I just got out of jail. Like, man, I was about to go in for a gun, you know, for a gun charge. He said, but, you know, the coronavirus and all that, they start taking it. You know, they wasn't letting niggas in. So I'm like, damn, you know, you one of the niggas that, you know, they was talking about how they, you know, let out of jail. Cause, you know,
yeah.
So, and so I thank God that he allowed me to run into somebody, you know.
The Holy Spirit is told, like you said.
You know, and I thank God he allowed me.
You're going to see it.
He allowed me to be a vessel to actually, you know, defeat this, like, you know, be in the hood. But I thank God for that. My week is good.
I'm going to ask Larry, wettest paint in the world, co-host, wettest paint in the galaxy, you're the cat. All that. How you
week,
man?
Great week. We just got done shooting the video.
Yeah.
I have to make sure that I got all the visuals right. Got the visuals right. Beautiful palm trees outside. Great content.
Yeah. Of course.
We're going to go nuts.
We're going to go wild.
We need to sell everything. Everything is for sale.
We're going to go wild.
You're the cat.
Thank
you,
Jesus. Anybody need prayer out there? You know, you have a question that you need answered. You know, you just want to know something about God that you're not sure of. You know, give us a call. I posted the number, but also the number is, wow, that was goofy. Anyways, the number is 516-418-5857. Nah, what I did, I'm on Instagram Live, and I posted my number instead of this.
Oh, no.
Let me take this caller real quick. I'm going to tell y'all how my week been.
So,
yeah, it's
fine.
How you doing, caller?
Oh, what's
this?
So you can
get
this
call,
so you can try to
see. What's this? Sound like it. Caller, how you doing? Okay, so they just listening. They're not talking. So we're going to get on back to what we're doing. You know, I feel blessed. You know, this week, it's been an eye-opener, I said. You know, as y'all probably know, you know, when I first started coming to this church, I didn't have a job, you feel me? I didn't have, let me put the number on here real quick. I didn't have stuff like men guiding me into the right place of doing the right things, brothers, you know? I didn't have a brotherhood. You know, I had one brother, you know, and he can't teach me everything. He can only teach me the things he knows. Yeah, but I'm grateful that I can be here. You know, I'm grateful that I can be here with my people, be here with my SOGs.
And you know, man.
And this week it's just been, you know, an eye opener. Like I've been saying, I just been working all this week, you know, and it's crazy because like I'll get up, like I fix my schedule to where I go to work. Cause I work at nighttime. I work 11 to 7. So I'll go to work, go home, take a nap, wake up at 2 o'clock, stay up, go back to sleep. So that when I get to work, I can be in my right mind and I can, you know, handle everything that I need to handle without being delirious, without worrying about sleeping, without worrying about, you know. And it's just crazy to me. Like, I was never, you know, really, I wouldn't say I wasn't a hard worker, but I was pampered to the point where I thought I didn't have to work hard, you know. My mom always put me in a position, oh, that's my baby, that's my son, you know. I'm going to do for him all that I can do for him. But, you know, sometimes, you know, you gotta retract that hand for a person to really fend for themselves, you know. And I had to learn that, you know. And I had just got my first check last week, and it's cold because I gave – I'll say 75% of that check to my mom. And, you know, I wasn't even worried about it. You know, there was no doubt in my mind that, like, this is not what I'm supposed to be doing. You know, I gave it graciously, just like I give my tithes graciously, you know. And it's crazy that I can say that. Because when I was making like $700 a week, when I was making, you know, $800 a week, and I was doing my other job, I was 18 years old. I didn't want to give none of my money away. You know, I wanted to keep a fat pocket. You know, mom's asking me for money. I'm like, nah, you with that nigga. He ain't got no job. Let him pay for it. But, you know, it's not about who she with. You know, I came out of her. You know, she created me. So regardless of what she needs or how she needs me to do it, I need to do it. No questions asked. You know, and it's a blessing that, you know, I can help my mom at this point, because she can't work right now. Her ankle is hurt. They basically don't want to let her go back to work. And I'm basically, just like she was providing for me, giving paying my rent, you know, for me to eat, I have to do the same thing, you know, in the same instance. So I'm just grateful that, you know, that I can do all I can do for my mom. I can do everything that I can do for this church, you know. I can be there when somebody asks me to be there, you know, like Web Payne, he asked me to do the video for him, you know. It's all love, you know, I feel like I'm turning into a man that will never go back on his word, you know. And I don't wanna be that type of man to go back on his word. I don't wanna be the man to tell you something that I'm gonna do something and then don't follow through. I want to be, like I said last week, you know, what is my goal at the end? My goal is to follow through with everything that I ask God to give me an opportunity to do.
Amen.
You know, so in the midst of that, like I said before, if anybody needs prayer out there, you know, if you got a question, about God that you need answer, you know, just call in. I posted the number. Number is 516-418-5857. And, we're going to get into the subject right now. The subject is, I got to read it again. I got to read it again. So the subject is, what's the next move for us? For us, you know. So what you guys think the next move is for us, you know? During this coronavirus, you know, people wilding out, people buying all the toilet paper. I just got through seeing this, basically it was like this post talking about this woman. She was on the radio. Well, no, she was on Twitter, and she was talking about how she tried to go to the store for her godson, and her godson, he's an infant, so he uses a special type of wipes. So she said she went to the store, and there was nothing for you know, and it's bad because people don't care about that. You know, people would just go in the store and buy everything up, not knowing that old people can't get there as fast as them, not knowing that people need stuff for their infants and stuff like that. But, like, so we're going to get into the subject. I'm gonna start with you want to be called the Black Mamba, but that nigga ain't balling like that. You see who got the basketball on their neck. You see who got the basketball on their neck. Man, you better stop playing with me. You better stop playing with me. I will get out there and blow you up. You see that backboard on the court now, nigga. I will blow you up.
Shut up, Jay.
What are you talking about?
Shut up,
Jay. Nigga, cross over. You will get crossed over. What are you talking about? Come on. Talk, nigga. The mic's in front of you, nigga. Talk.
Nigga, just because you say it longer and stronger don't
mean it's confidence. It's all about the confidence that you know that.
So, you think you're telling them.
I asked the question. What's the next move for us?
Yeah, he's ready to Mamba.
You know what? You think he could beat the Black Mamba?
you the Black Mamba, right? That Kobe with the 8 on his back. Kobe with the 8 on his back.
The pro Kobe.
Yes.
Do you think he could beat the Black Mamba?
We're gonna see when we step outside on that court. We're gonna see. When I take this year of the cat shirt off, bro, it's on. It's all about that cat. What are you talking about?
I'm gonna end it on this.
Show him again. Wait, give him the promo real quick. Show him again. End that real quick.
I'm gonna end it on this note, and then I'm gonna answer a question.
Okay.
You're not confident.
All right, we're gonna see.
You should have said yeah.
We're gonna see.
And lost your money, but anyway. What was the question again?
What's the next move for us? For us.
That's for me. I'm gonna own something.
You're gonna own something.
And that's just this is as simple as it's gonna be.
You're gonna own something. Amen. So what you gonna own? What you plan on own?
I'm on the house. And that's my next move. Ownership.
I said us, but you said you. So I'm talking about us, but I like that answer. So we're gonna go you forgot to ask. I said I didn't say you, nigga. I said us. You forgot to ask, but it's okay. You can't spell S O G without the S, nigga. So we're gonna ask Johnny, what you think the next move is for us? You know, us, all of us, you know, us.
I mean, so we've already been prepared for the little Rona stuff. I mean, we've already been collecting the water and food. And that's all. It's two steps. Two steps would be, what would it be called, self-sustaining.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got to be able to set up consumption. You got to produce. So we need, like,
exactly.
You know, we need to grow some stuff. You know, we did a long time ago. Bishop did it a long time ago. Remember the Victory Garden?
It's crazy that you say, yeah, because people just consuming, and they don't even know what they're going to do with all these products at the end. Like,
we got just some pounds of chicken coops.
Huh.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So we're going to start. That's one of the next steps. The other step is... Right here, we'll do it right here. He's gonna back me up. And then we go on party.
So that's the next. I feel that. I like that answer too. I like that answer. He included the S. The S.
I mean, if y'all don't want to own that too.
No, I'm saying. You said you. You said I. That's one person.
Yeah, us and my family, we're going to own something.
Okay. Yeah. You didn't include that in what you said. But
good, man. This coronavirus.
I'm glad you picked that up.
You can kill everybody they need to kill.
They ain't got enough limits to kill me with the Rona. So what you got to say, whispering man? The silent killer. They got to hear you on the Instagram Live.
Man, what taste is
this?
Now, people,
it's SOG. Yeah. SOG is warrior, nigga. We speak out when we talk.
No, man,
it's not warrior.
And listen,
it's a silent killer.
this is like really, really getting on my nerves, really. Like, really, man, this corona, you know,
yeah.
Everybody don't drink corona.
I'm trying to tell them. I damn sure
don't. I'm just trying to tell them.
Just like what Bishop said, man. I mean, they want to keep everybody at home. They want everybody glued to the TV.
Yep.
They want everybody, you know, they want control. They want control. Mind control.
Can I ask a question?
Yes, sir.
You know, I miss everybody in the house. I had a good time by myself yesterday.
Hey, man. Oh, man. Yeah. Bro. That's what I want to hear.
Supervisor. All right, she stepped down. You know, she stepped down, and I got a call asking me to step up.
What she did was,
every person gets on his mic, you know, we talking about all these good things are happening, you know, with us. And I mean, we're being favored. I mean,
we want y'all to be a part of it too, but y'all gotta.
Why is that, man? These people are so afraid. They don't have no direction. They're just clueless. And it's like, man, and it's like, really, man.
Can I say something?
Yes, sir.
I work with probably it's 100 rooms in all hotels. Probably about three. It's probably at least I'm gonna say it's three people to a room. So probably 300, 400 people a day. I ain't got no damn Rona. What is, I don't know what they talking about. So I don't know what, you feel me? Like, I ain't tripping about none of that.
Now it comes for people, God, the Holy Spirit says, or Judas says, time's up. There's one thing we can't stop is God. You know, so
come on.
If it's for you, you're going to guarantee to catch them. But if it's not for you, you keep pushing. Because what is the next move for us is right in front of our face. But I'm waiting for everybody to hear what that move is. Tell them, point it to you. That's all.
So,
and that's exactly what I noticed is that, man, we are moving forward.
Amen.
Yeah.
That's what we're supposed to be moving forward. Straight line.
Yeah. And just like Jonathan told me, he was watching on Facebook while everybody trying to go through fields in the house. And they
all around
they hammering fields in the house. Where they look on Facebook, man, and they see this church party. It's like, man,
tell them.
What are they doing, man? How come they not? Man, y'all gotta come on. I can tell y'all that y'all better get Jesus, man. Y'all gotta get it, man. That's all I got.
Man, I appreciate that. I appreciate you, man. I like how you talking up now, man. Keep doing that. Speak like a pro, man. Yeah. Now we got my main man. Yeah.
Next move for us is like my boy the Black Mamba said, you know,
yes,
you gotta turn yourself into a vessel. And the next move, while I was working at the hotel last week. I had a conversation with a young man who was going through some similar stuff that I went through. And the difference between him and me is I reacted and he didn't. So I tried to talk him out of it because his baby mama was tripping. She was taking the baby, you know, outside at 1 o'clock in the morning. And he's like, why she didn't sleep? Long story short, I told him he needed to come over here and stuff. You probably know him from 3 years. But,
yeah, his baby mama got kicked out.
Yeah, nah, bro, like. He need to leave. I told her. I told him, the Bible says better to marry than to burn. If you can't see yourself marrying that woman, and leave her alone. That's right. Nothing will take you to jail, brother. Mm-hmm. And I told him, I was like, you need to come to the church and come to the men's meeting. But it's just like Bishop was saying. He said, make eye contact. I let this man get in the windows of his soul, and I said, Jesus Christ, the great Lord God Almighty. And I waited for his reaction. His reaction was stymied. He was so stumped, and it was crazy because in the midst of my reading last night, I mean, I don't know if I'm saying this Bible chapter or this Bible book correctly. Nahum, and not many people read Nahum, and it's just crazy because it's only three chapters. That's all it is. So Nahum 1, chapter 7 said, the Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knoweth them that trust in him. And just like I tell my mom, just like I tell my baby mama, bro, it's like, you keep coming at me with all this anxiety, you keep coming at me with all this fear. There's no reason to fear. I can point out so many verses in King James only, feel me, King James or nothing. I can point out so many verses that tell you where to put your trust in. I can point out so many verses that tell you you're not supposed to be afraid. I can point out so many verses that tell you that our next move is, like my boy said, to become vessels, the beacons of light, to literally lead these people through this situation. Because a lot of things that I've been hearing about is like fake news here, fake news here, fake news here, fake news here. But shout out to Naftali because, you know, he's one of the coldest, right? This man was talking about how they're using the coronavirus to basically say it's money that's spreading the virus itself. So what they want to do is they want to take away the dollar. They want to basically
put it in the air
and make it into Bitcoin.
Hold on, before, let me
just finish this thought. They want to take away the dollar, put it in the air, turn it into Bitcoin. So basically what they're trying to tell you is in order for you to buy, sell, or trade, you have to get their digital fingerprint or their digital signature or the mark of the beast. And this is in the book of Revelation that basically – if you don't, I mean, you can save up your chips, you can have your money saved up, but it's going to come a time and a point, and it's coming very soon, that 10, 15 years from now, they're going to be like, okay, so this coronavirus, so now we have these digital signatures, we can tell who's sick, who's not sick. So basically what they want to do is they want to basically create a society where they can complete and utterly control us with fear. I'm sorry, but I fear nothing but my Jesus Christ, and the only thing I fear about Jesus is if he's going to say, depart from me.
That's it, and that's all.
Like, all you people coming at me, my mom, my baby mama, all you people coming at me with your little cockamamie fear, talking about you afraid of this, you afraid of that. I walk outside with no face mask on. The only reason why I got that face mask is because I got to get in a cramp bus, freaking sitting next to people, sneezing, coughing, and farting. And I'm like, man, this is just, it's just ridiculous. But my boy, the Black Mamba, got something you want
to
say.
Hey, you know, prior to you saying something about the money, I seen something on Instagram, and I looked it up. So the law was true that they passed. They had passed the law around the time in the 60s, basically saying we're in a financial crisis. Everybody bring your gold in. And so now if you don't bring me your gold, you can be penalized with 5 to 10 years in prison, or I can, hit your pockets. And so they're trying to do that now. But, you know, something I found so interesting because, remember I told you a long time ago. I said, bro, all this diamond jewelry and all this stuff. I said, when we get famous, I said, the Holy Spirit got us in check. No matter how wild we get, I said, bro, because all we know and all we're going to wear is silver. So we're not about to get robbed for no billions or trillions of dollars in jewelry because, you know, silver's only, it don't cost that much. And so prior to me telling you that, they're only saying the gold.
Look, man,
they didn't say nothing.
I said because the silver belongs to us. And once you guys realize, so the man would take on silver. When the time that they want to do that, I said, we can still have to speak it. We can come at them now. Kill it. Because everything works.
Off of silver.
The fall
around. Everything silver now.
So
So you can scrap the growth, and don't let stuff grow. And it's a chunk of matter.
Mm-hmm.
So even the gun, so if you have a gun, can shoot around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
Every move, power of silver until they had to use it. The man I called, I worked on a motherboard. I was in that pressing, and then the silver came. I'm like, whoa, I even took a finger and scratched the board. I sun it through, but it came up first. So I'm scratching it. You know, and he hasn't changed that.
Mm-hmm.
Your television will find this big.
Yeah.
So all this truly puts you back there. On the work. Other boys. Get a torch.
But that's and Bible.
So,
that's biblical. Because
so like,
render unto Caesar what Caesar.
Now, stop. Tomorrow we're gonna deal with that because they threw that in my face. They threw that in my face 2 days ago.
Yeah.
White House. Threw that in my face because I had them. And they knew that part. And they never said it to me until the president threw it his sign because we taxed the tax collector.
Hmm.
He's ready to sign $2 trillion. He signed it. Right. My wife was at, what's the day? Monday? My wife was going to read what it said.
Mm.
And my wife was like, direction. We wasn't in any other direction. Why? Because we didn't believe it. But did we do this? And I said, you can't say I'm a terrorist either.
Because
I'm funneling.
You know what I think the next move is? I think it's the next move for us is we got to lead this kingdom.
No, we got to lead this kingdom. We in the kingdom, nigga. Y'all need, the next move is learn how to
I wasn't
talk.
I wasn't done talking, though. You just cut me off. You ain't cutting out of
Because you said we got to lead this kingdom.
We got to lead this kingdom.
What you doing?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
You're doing it.
No.
Okay,
he's
not
going to
set up. Leave.
I said
leave.
What is he
doing? He's not leaving.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Now, can I finish what I'm saying before
y'all
cut me off?
Are not our leader
can I finish what I'm saying? He's still mad about me about the whole. He mad about the whole Jamie Foxx thing. Nah, look. Let me finish.
I can't. We're about to make some
Oh, no!
Our leader, I'm not even going to explain the situation.
I didn't get starstruck, but like I said, it's time for us to really lead this kingdom.
Time for us to really lead the kingdom.
All right, I might be saying it in a different way, but you know, it's time for us to roll over people that don't want to be. They finna ball us up. They not finna ball us up. You feel me? We in this to win this. You know, we already won, like Bishop said in the beginning.
Right.
The thing is, you know, like Donna was talking about, we got too many consumers and not enough producers, you know. We gotta produce, you know, we gotta make mass of everything, you know.
Listen, I got the coldest thing. I got the rabbi called me from New York. Then I got a rabbi call me from Atlanta.
Mm.
Then I had a rabbi call me from California. And what they said is, we got everything you need: masks, gloves, testers, whatever you need. I was like, oh, you got some testers? I called Pastor Chuck. Pastor Chuck, he said, man, I went to get to ask him, can I make my church a hub for this? And they told me, no. I said, how are they going to tell you, no, Pastor Chuck? He said, because they didn't have none of the testers.
Mm-hmm.
So I called a girl back, hey, all right, let's talk to you. So she called Rabbi in New York. You know, it's different time, right? So I'm on the phone with him. Yeah, I'm pulling their help out. And then he sound black.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I can tell you how to say it, but he sound black. That is the same guy to say, but he sound black. He's like, I'm limited because you guys messed up. Now you want to try to switch it off to the real one.
Yeah.
Let me tell you how cold this is. And it's on air. They're trying to switch it to me while the president is looking for it.
Mm-hmm.
And then when the president wakes up, I got it. This is how they said, we're going to make billions off of you, Bishop. Mm-hmm. So I asked him, I said, well, all right, how many testers you have? And I got about a million.
Mm-hmm.
So you said, hey, we're all here. We got the masks and the suits. You got it all. So they're looking for this. The Jews got it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, who do the Jews want to work with?
You know what the crazy thing is?
Stop right there. I wanted to say this to you. I seen it on Instagram a while ago. Not too long ago, but it was a man. It was like old school back in the 60s, 70s, but they was talking in a public show like Oprah or something. And so they was talking about slavery. And so the man was like, he stood up, he said those were Jewish ships. And and then prior to that, when he was along talking, he was describing how they were Jewish ships and et cetera. And the I'm not good with maps and stuff like that, but you know, the area where they first got taken and et cetera. And then he showed the symbols on the ships, and then I was like, damn, like, you know, those are Jewish symbols. And so I sat down and I was thinking like, damn. And then little after that, I went in my Bible and I didn't underline it. I wrote it on it, one of the papers Michael gave me. And that's when he was saying the Chaldeans, the Sabians, and all of them other people. So after I seen that, I looked them up. And because I wanted to see, like, who were they. I knew what you were saying, you know, it was right, but I wanted to see for myself, you know. And so they were saying, like, you know, the Arabians, the scientists, and they were saying Jews.
Yeah.
And so I just said this popped all in my head when you said the Jews. So
we got it all.
The Jews.
Okay, now, they're asking me to take it on the
street on that.
But what they want, they said, this is Cole Parks. He knows about it. I met the girl through him.
Mm.
You remember, Jen?
I don't know, because he on his phone.
You and John. You remember that?
We cyber
Jay, you know, Jay, when I first was working with him, he get angry and run off with me and stuff. So this trucker comes, and he testifies. All right, so, yeah, you met me and Jay. He's taking us out. Let's go over here. You turn this room. You paid for all that. Come on. He said the fence.
You
talking about the black woman? Jay went over there. You know, he talks to people, right? So he started talking to this black woman. And then what did she say? Who's that guy? You know, that guy is from family. She was pointing at me, right? And so Jay and the dude, and she stopped talking.
Sorry. I remember this story.
Like, okay. So I said, okay, I'm going to cut her off if she walks up in the church. Because she is right. We're a long place in line, but she's right. But come in my church and do that, right?
Uh-huh.
So then she never made it to the church, right? So now this happened. She held on to that number. And she said, we can trust you. And they will trust the bishop before they trust the president. So the Jews are like, let's give it all to him.
I want
to ask to pay for it. And I said, well, you know, they're going to want me to carry cash. She says, no, they want you to cash out. Cash out the money for them. They give us all the supplies and stuff that the government needs right now. And the coldest part about it is I'm connected to the government.
Mm-hmm.
Who else can get it and make it clear right now, right? And just double the payments on the time.
You mean, I want to... take this time to say,
You know, if there's anybody out there that need prayer, anybody that, you know, you got a question you want answered, you got a question about God that you're not sure about, just call in. You know, I posted the number at the bottom. It's 516-418-5857. We got a caller. I don't know if they want to say something or not, but, you know.
That's my mom's number.
Why you doing
Are you talking to me?
Yes.
This is First Lady April, and I've been on this phone for an hour now. I called three times to try to talk and say, you know, to you crossover man. I pray God will continue to bless you guys, and I pray that you're six. I pray you 6 feet from each other, and. And you're using your hand sanitizer. But anyway, at the same time, I want you to put a shout-out prayer for Rainey, those that know Rainey. He passed away this morning. And pray for their family. And they're calling for the bishop in Jesus' name. So we just give glory and honor to the Almighty God who's ahead of our lives. And thank you for answering my call. Excuse me?
I said, I appreciate you. We thank you, our First Lady April.
All right, you guys have a blessed day.
All right, my mom.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. So now I'm going to take this time, and you know what time it is. I mean, usually it's the Black Mamba coming with the, you know, bars and stuff like that.
Oh, it's already going.
I want to hear this. I'm going to stand up.
And as they were back, we'll set up and I want to point it out to you. There's all the sons of God are going to come together under his leadership, even me. Like we're under his leadership right now, we'll come together under Steve's leadership. And we're going to follow Steve's lead. And we're going to go for one time real hard. You guys understand that?
Ready? First job?
No.
On the air.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to go over there.
Okay. Amen.
Okay. Yep. Then we're going to go back under his leadership.
Amen.
So, if you look, wait a minute. We all have to go together. Maybe y'all put on cash.
No, you can't spell ownership without U-S.
So,
This whole continent is burning.
Listen, set the city on fire.
Listen. If it was the festival of all time, Johnny would have been at the Because if you take care of the grounds well, it's going to look good outside. She cleans up well, it's going to look good inside. Let's see how you manage time. Because you don't need that many clients. So then you ship that to him. We put two total.
Mary Jones. Look what is paid in the world. Tell them how much a month each bed would be worth.
$1,500
How do I say that?
$1,500
No. You still stepping low for coming. This I said. $25
That's where we were going.
That's right. Oh, okay. That's
where we were going.
That's
where we were going.
I'm tripping.
That's a lot of people they have to go to. So they got mad at me.
And how many people we helping?
Wait. They got mad at me. And said, hey, this big one.
What's up?
Somebody. Everybody else has to pay Caesar.
Caesar got to pay me.
Thank you.
No, she doesn't
get there. Won't pay
that. God's paying that.
And
you don't know that will tax. This is from this church.
It's party time.
No,
it's time to dance.
I'm gonna come. I got a segment for this light skin nigga over here. So we got 8 minutes minus 2 minutes. It's gonna take him plus the 3 minutes. It's gonna take him to recover after he messed up. So about 2 minutes.
What are you talking to? I'm lost.
Talking to him. He know who I'm talking to.
And the best thing about it is
you know I'm playing for you.
That's my world, man. And we take out the move.
So, yeah, we're gonna do that. Don't whisper, nigga. You can say what you gotta say to us. Come on, what's a quick rebuttal? What you gonna say? Say something. Please say something. Please say something.
Hey, this is how you're gonna do
it. I'm DJing. I'm going. I'm doing the best I can.
Whoever
ready
to come in with this freestyle.
Ready to come in. You know what's the saddest boy in the world? Cash. Turn it up.
Cash
light.
No. Cash deposit. I'm going to tell you what you got to do every day when you wake up.
Morning.
Okay, more
than that.
Come on. Everybody